Dirge lay on the ground, dazed. Above, tumultuous, roiling clouds of gray, red, and black stretched to the horizon. Black lightning crackled from cloud to cloud, like a dreadful spider's web, before coalescing and stabbing into the earth. The ground shook and exploded, vomiting out dirt and rock, hurling bodies in all directions. Long, thin funnel clouds stretched out like grotesque, gnarled fingers tearing the land asunder. The funnel clouds drew in all lying near, soil, trees, animals, men. What little they spat back out was difficult to look upon. The ringing in his ears muffled the sound, but he could still make it all out. The clash of steel, the crackle of the lightning, and the screams of his dying comrades. The worst were the screeches, growls, or snarls of the Grunkin that prowled the battlefield. Those hideous, twisted beasts that embodied Edas, the god of chaos. They killed anything within reach, including each other. Dirge struggled into a sitting position, pain racking his entire body, and gently grasped his jaw, the metallic tang of blood on his tongue. His surroundings came into focus. His once resplendent armor lay about him in ruins. His sword, a gift from his master, lay at his side, a twisted hunk of dross. And worst of all, the mutilated bodies of his friends and comrades littering the field. The stink of burnt ozone mixed with charred flesh, offal, and shit twisted his stomach. It wasn't supposed to be like this. An hour before, the sky shone a perfect blue as the victorious cheers of the army of the righteous, out to rid the world of chaos, filled the air. How could this have happened? Why did Ukase, his god, abandon them? This was not what he'd been promised.